Hi.
Hey, welcome, young lady.
Okay.
We're delighted that you're willing to share that. This is one of the profound pieces of work that came out of this last 14-week Laws of Living intensive that was shared in the intensive. And thanks for your willingness to touch the rest of our audience with it.
Yes, I'm willing, and if it does any good for anyone, what a blessing. So this came out of, I think both you and Dr. Tim realized that one of my repeated unpleasant emotions was fear. And in truth, I used to wake up every morning with a knot of fear in my gut, and didn't know why, had no idea. So I actually attributed it to how I grew up, the family I grew up in, and so forth. Well, it goes way beyond that, I find out. So you recommended, and Dr. Tim both recommended, that it would be good for me to do a whole lot more worksheets on fear, and especially in regard to my high blood pressure. So that is what opened this whole thing up. I decided that I would start with a mind shifter, and I made it a very easy mind shifter, and it was like an invitation to just knowing everything that I needed to know. So here it is. It is safe and healing for me to hear what my ancestors have to say about their hearts. However, it immediately turned into a dictated letter from my maternal grandfather. It switched completely from a mind shifter to this letter, and I had no idea what word would come next, but I actually saw each letter appear from my right side of vision, and little by little words were formed, and then full thoughts emerged. And my grandfather used this communication to tell me about how he hated his life and how disappointing it was. And I'm not going to clean up his language because this is how it came through. He says, "There ain't no time for all this lovey-dovey stuff. Too much to do and not enough boys to help. Damn it. Four useless girls, a half-wit, and the youngest is a boy everyone wants to go to school. What a hard damned life." Whoops, I just lost it. Going back up.
Next layer
Okay.
to
Next
open
layer,
for you
yeah.
as you're reading. We're here to hold the space for it and for everybody listening to realize that these are the kinds of things that can open for healing as you develop the skills to be aware.
So he says, "What a hard damn life, trying to scrounge out a living from this farm with its rocky, hard dirt. And you expect me to be nice and loving and gentle and supportive? Bullshit. I hate my life. It's just work, work, work. This America was supposed to be a land of milk and honey. It was a lie. I'm working my body to the bone, just like my father did. Now, there was a mean old codger for you. He used a strap on everyone, and now I see why. You have to be tough to keep everyone in line, and I'm as tough as they come. Beat the boys, those damn slut girls, and my wife. No, my heart never had a chance to live in joy and lightness. It became as hardened as my attitude and my behavior. Had to live in fear of not ever having enough to make it through the winter, and how to pay for the seed for the spring planting and all. Okay, that was a letter that came through just before I ended up in the hospital with atrial fibrillation, extreme exhaustion, and severely swollen legs and feet. After 6 days there, I was released and back home to recuperate. As I got into bed that night, I had the urge suddenly to get my notebook and write, although I didn't know what about. As I took up my pen, it became clear that there was more to hear from my ancestors. So I began with the same mind shifter as before. It is safe and healing for me to hear what my ancestors have to share about their hearts. I didn't know which ancestor might respond to that invitation. Well, it started with this. This is your granddad again. You have no idea what it's like to live with constant fear in your gut. I grew up on it. Invasions, wars, murder, burning our town, taking our crops. I saw it crush my father. That's why we left to go to America. Streets not paved with gold, we found out. No marauding soldiers here, but destitution and starvation just the same. That first winter, we lived like animals in a dugout hovel with only canvas to make a roof and keep out the snow and rain. Poor dirt farmers. Probably should have gone to one of the cities, but we had no trades. We did have fear, always. The gnawing fear, always. We brought it with us and passed it down. And then his attitude changes. It's as if he's going through his, I don't know, his transitions. So he says, so sorry, so sorry for that, passing it down. But we didn't know it would pass on to you through your mom, little Rosie. She was a good girl. She didn't deserve the life she had either. I really was a bastard to your grandmother Maggie and the kids. But I was so damn full of rage all the time. And I took it out on all of them. A man couldn't show he was afraid, could he? And I was always afraid. Oh, I had such big ideas. The big white house that got built over that damp, cold hole from the first winter. Well, that became the root cellar, and the house stood over it. Thought I was going to be a wealthy landowner, hire lots of hands to run the estate the way it should be run. Yeah, that was definitely his word. Just like the landowners from back in Bohemia. And none of it happened. We stayed dirt poor with the depression and all else. Yeah, your ma was a good kid. Quiet and obedient. Not like her sisters. But she had spunk too. That day when she threatened to kill me with that great big butcher knife, if I kept beating on your grandma, that took me by surprise. But it showed me that I'd better straighten up, and I never did lay a hand on your grandma again. Good old Rosie. I think of all the kids, I loved her the best. And then this is another time when his tone changes from reminiscences to support, turned toward supporting me. He says, but now, little granddaughter, what about you? I know you and your brother chose not to have kids, so you would stop the craziness in our family from continuing down the line. But the fact is that it is still continuing in you, little one. That's no good for you at all. Look what it's done to your heart. Poor thing. working his ass off trying to get the blood moving around your body, and instead just quivering and overworking, just like us, overworking and getting no results. The main thing I want you to do, I want you to know, get well, little one. I wasn't ever able to hold you. I died from my heart attack before you were born. Well, I want to hold you now. It meant so much to me when you came to me with that Hawaiian prayer and showed me compassion. You turned from hate toward me for the jackass ways I had acted in my life to understanding and even love. Thank you, little one. You have freed me through that act of kindness. And now I want to free you. You deserve a joy-filled and loving life, the kind we all should have had. Now, I know this. I know so much more now. So let's free each other from the family's focus on fear and move forward, but only in love. Let us be who we were designed to be, glowing stars of love light streaming outward, brilliantly touching everything and everyone in our paths, and continuing well beyond into all of creation. We will be that and do that together. Visualize us moving forward, hand in hand, overcoming each and every fear. Now that we know love, we see that fear was only an illusion. And the last thing to write this night, little one, is you can relax now. See you in the starlight, little one, to which I replied, see you in the starlight, Grandpa.
That's just so awesome, young lady. Holding you in our hearts deeply, safely, securely.
Yeah. I see the picture of my grandpa and me walking together. And I see us from behind, and he's on the right side, and he's very tall, and I'm really little, like 4 years old, on his left, and we walk together, and we shine our light together, and it's just so awesome. He went through so many transitions. Yeah. I mean, this letter just amazes me that he went through all those transitions from rage and hate and fear to his higher self at the end. Wow.
Yeah. Big wow. Yeah. You know, they've told us in churchianity, because churchianity didn't have the tools, that praying for the dearly departed meant we knelt down and we said something like Our Father or whatever, with them in mind, and that's just total, that's like life without tools. People didn't know what it really meant, because the tools were disappeared once it went from Yeshua's Aramaic words to the Greek. It just got lost. But this is the real praying for the dearly departed, and recognizing the word prayer means to be the space of active love. And bring those who have departed to mind and allow their expression. So, what an awesome piece of work.
Mm. I continue
to touches my heart again.
More. Oh, good.
Well, is there any more of that to share? Oh, please.
No. Yeah, would you like to share?
To me, what's welling up in me is gratitude for the magnificence of what you've done, of what you've opened, and it's just, you know, it's like, you know, this work has been in development for 50 years, and nobody will ever know what it took, has taken to put it together. But, you know, this last 20 minutes, 15 minutes, makes the whole thing worthwhile. that this is now anchored in the earth, in the field of humanity, experientially, makes everything that's been done in the last 50 years. If this were the only result, it would all be
wrong. Oh, wow. And let me say that having done this work that you have brought to the planet Suryaswa, having done this for, I don't know what it is now, 12 years, something like that, this is what has brought me into the space where I am able to trust my intuition. I mean, I started out, I'm going to write a mind shifter. And it was it. It was dissolved because I heard something else coming through, and I was feeling safe enough to trust it, trust the process. And that's because of your wonderful tools that you have developed. So I thank you again and again.
The thought comes that perhaps it would be beneficial to ask Grandfather if there's a mind shifter.
Oh. Wow.
That he would like you to write for him.
For him. I have chills.
And what just came for me in saying that was the grief that's going to be unleashed is going to be enormous.
Yeah. And breathing with you too. I really noticed this time reading it that he referred to his father and how mean he was. And I'm just thinking of all the generations that came from. And so I love your idea of doing a mind shifter for him and for them, whoever the them is.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm with you 100%. I mean, this is the very definition of how to get out of the desert in that Old Testament story about the Jews wandering in the desert. What had to happen? The old generation have to die off. That is, the causes in the mind from those generational patterns have to be removed. This is the very definition of how to get out of that state of unconsciousness that was described there as being in the desert. That's the real application of it. And moving into, you know, the reward side of it is, what are you moving into? The promised land, conscious co-creation. It's not some mystical thing. It's just, it's reclaiming what we're here to be doing from the get-go, was to create our lives consciously as the cutting edge of creation we're designed to be.
Yes.
Instead of replicating this past trauma and insanity and the separation and the hatred and the vengeance, it's, you know,
yes.
I mean, every person that we're hearing doing all their raging and they're getting out their guns and they're going and, you know, trying to, you know, kidnap governors. And I mean, this is the root of all of that insanity that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And when we can get enough people cleaning that up.
I just had an image of how heavy it is on this earth. That all of the rage and fear and anger that we hold is so heavy that it weighs everything down. and not only our hearts and our spirits, but everything. Ah, wow.
Well, so many people functioning from fear.
Yes.
I mean, we look at the political system, so many people functioning from fear. What do people in fear do? They take care of themselves and to hell with everybody
mm-hmm.
else. When that right. is removed and we have people who are functioning truly, literally as human beings, as love, then all of a sudden we've got a whole different process happening globally.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Wow. I think I may need to read this to myself maybe every day for a while, because there's
you know,
so much more.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Remember Ron shared what he's doing with stuff like this that comes through, or when he has a particular piece on the radio show that impacts him. Remember, he shared what he's doing. He's recording it and then just repeatedly listening to the recording.
Oh.
So you might want to record that in your own voice. And there's a record
oh.
function on your phone or an app you can download to record things. Just
right.
hit the button, record it, save it, and you can then listen to it anytime.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for that idea. I do remember him sharing that. Yeah.
And if, Magda, if it would be okay with you, I will actually put this in a separate place on the website. As you know, I'll edit it out and just have the part where you're reading. And that way you could actually download it from there, too. And
oh,
I sent you an email of a picture of a grandfather and a small child, the back of them, walking, holding hands. If you have a picture that you prefer better than that, if not, I'll use that one on the page where I put your recording.
Okay, thank you. Wow. I will look at it, and I'll get back with you on that. Thank
okay.
you. Oh, my goodness. I feel so safe and surrounded by the presence of love that you all are. And that we are. Thank you.
And I'm getting a visual, Magda, right now of you being like the opening, literally, into your family system, your family system's mm-hmm. genes, and the light that flows from you back through to them. Just like I'm almost getting a vision of this cave, and there's the light just beaming from you, through you, to all of them. And, you know, that's what we're here to do.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
And, Magda, you had asked that we, you know, when we did the sending the love and the light out, that meditation mm-hmm. that we did at the closure class, I did
mm-hmm.
get it into a separate meditation spot on the website, so I'll also send you that link, but the link is also in the notes for today.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, my goodness. So many blessings. Thank you. Wow. Oh, I'm just giddy at this moment.
Thank you for giddy. Opening this gateway for the planet,
yes.
for humanity.
You are
and all the
so
work
welcome.
That you've done to move to this level, to allow this to come through you. It's awesome.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the next step. It's just the next step, and there's nothing to do except receive and respond and radiate. So, well, my dear loves, I am feeling complete, if you are.
We're with you. All right. Thank you. Thank you.